Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
To help prevent potential injuries from a dog bite, you should choose your family pet carefully and be sure to keep their vaccinations up to date. Never leave a young child alone with a pet, as he or she may not know how to be gentle with the animal. This can cause the pet to get mad and bite. Don't try to separate fighting animals, as you may get injured in the process. Socialization is a good way to help prevent your dog from biting. Socializing your pet helps your dog feel at ease in different situations. By introducing the dog to people and other animals while it's a puppy, it feels more comfortable in different situations as it gets older. Reading a dog's body language can also be helpful. Just like people, dogs rely on body gestures, postures, and vocalizations to express themselves and communicate. While we cannot always read a dog's body language accurately, it can give us helpful clues as to whether a dog is feeling stressed, frightened, or threatened. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.